Good day going on. Deals from the Queen of Cheap today from Amazon, Outback Steakhouse, and more. You'll have that information in about a half hour here on Good Day, courtesy of Roberta Fasanelli, who joins us on the broadcast for the next several hours, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here to help us celebrate this day. Rich McFadden is at the controls, and as such, he's dialing a phone number right now. I expect that this number will see us
mystery
waking,
guest, hello.
Waking somebody up.
I hope if
he answers the phone. I have not spoken to him since last Christmas, the fellow that we are dialing now. A friend, fellow broadcaster.
We are out and about, so please leave your information and we will give you a shout.
I like.
We are no longer out and about. But please don't finish by saying, have a nice day, because it's way too late for that.
Okay, so you're now going to be a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers need to get up in the morning. You need to be awake and alive so that you can take adoration calls from your fans like me and the people who listen to my radio program. Crank it up, Richie.
It will never die.
So it appears that the voice that you just heard, Mr. R. Summer, Dick Summer, who was one of the best disc jockeys in the history of pop music, original rock and roll music from an era, he's much older than I am. I don't, are we still hooked up to him, Richie?
Yeah, he's still listening. You will hear all of this later.
You'll hear all this? Okay. So I understand that you have been nominated for a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you will have... Oh, so there it is.
I think we ran out of time.
All right. You want to try the other number, Richie, just for the heck of it? I'm thinking that they're both connected, though.
Yeah, me too.
Dick is one of those legendary disc jockeys, and this starts a whole series of conversation or conversations that Richie and Jennifer can't really participate in. Roberta, this is you and me.
Okay.
Having our history. You grew up in New York City with Cousin Bruce and Murray the K.
Absolutely.
And Gary Stevens, the good guys on WMCA.
Oh, God, but I love
the
them.
Boss jocks on WABC.
Dan Daniels.
My God, the voice is Dan Ingram.
Dan Ingram.
Yep.
But it was just New York. New York and Boston had some of the best, though. But Cleveland, Chicago.
Cleveland, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Cleveland had those. I was so fortunate to be
Cleveland had Alan Freed.
Alan Freed is where it all started.
Yeah.
But there were some great guys that were on. Jerry G. Was one of the people that
Thank
I remember.
Thank you for calling Dick Summer Communications. Please leave your name and number, speaking clearly, and we'll get back to you as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
Thanks again for calling Dick Summer Communications.
Okay. All right, so Richie, crank it up so we can hear it on both of his lights.
People say rock and roll is here to stay.
Rock and roll is here to stay. We don't care what people say.
All right, so we're making a lot out of this. What is scary? This? The whole thing is scary.
No, you sing.
Come on now. There's nothing wrong with my singing. And my voice may be better and more suited for being on the air.
Right now, Dick is changing his number to a private line.
I think
Friend
that I will hear from
delete.
Him later.
He's getting an order of protection.
Hey, Dick, we can hook you up with Verizon so that you can change your number to an unpublished line Dick Steffen can no longer call and harass you.
Yeah. So anyway, I think this is cool. I have no other friends that are in the radio business that have been nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They do have a layer, if you will, that's aimed at some of the great broadcast personalities. Dick was on all the great Boston radio stations. And he was on great New York radio stations as well. He came from New York City, then up and by. He worked in a number of other markets out in the Midwest, but yeah, I think he really had his home here in Boston and in New York. But it's really, I'm very proud of you, and I hope that you have listened to all of this and gotten the gist of me spending 5 minutes on my radio program. You what, Richie?
It just cut us off.
Oh, it did? All right, okay. So, Maybe we'll gather his thoughts later on today or tomorrow. But it is kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, I don't know anybody. I mean, I walk through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I can't say that I know anybody there.
No. And what a great place to visit.
Yeah, it's
And
neat.
The reason it was in Cleveland is because Alan Freed came from Cleveland and got started there.
Yep.
But there were other jocks who were just great. If I said, Roberto, pick one. Pick the one that impacted you more than any other voice, a disc jockey from when you were a kid, who would you say it was?
Harry Harrison.
Okay, yep. He was on MCA, he was on ABC.
WMCA.
Yep. And he had a voice. Matter of fact, Richie, if you Google him, you probably... He had one of those voices. His daughter, Patty, was somebody that I worked with.
Oh, really?
Who tried to sort of follow in his footsteps on the air. She did some. She was on an FM station in New York for a long time. Very nice lady. He never said a thing. He never said a thing. But everything he said had impact because of his voice. He didn't have to say anything. Hello, welcome. It's just all kinds of
Yeah,
I could never imitate
conversation.
Yeah, it's pleasant. All of it was pleasant. He was a morning guy for 44 years.
I think
years.
I woke up with Harry Harrison more mornings I can count.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So Richie's, but there are some
and
others.
And then I went to sleep with Allison Steele, the Nightbird.
Allison Steele is still around, a redhead, beautiful voice. Oh,
now,
my
didn't
God.
Didn't she die, Allison Steele?
I thought she was
I
still around.
I thought she died.
Did she?
Yeah.
She wasn't that old. Maybe
yeah,
she did.
She died of breast cancer,
did
I think.
She? Yeah.
I hope I'm not misspeaking. It'll be terrible.
Listen to this.
This is Dick.
Oh, this is Dick.
It's going to be lovely. You may as well know that now. And it's about 46 degrees in Boston, he says, for Boston and vicinity. Wednesday, early morning, low cloudiness and fog, followed by mostly sunny weather. Little change in temperature. High temperatures in the upper 50s near the coast and the 60s inland. East to southeast winds, 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday night, fair, followed by low cloudiness and fog again. Low temperatures in the mid to 40s. Gentle southeasterly winds. On Thursday, clearing during the morning, then fair and somewhat warmer. The forecast for New England... Generally fair, dry weather scheduled to continue in New England Wednesday and Thursday.
So 1964.
There will be, however, a few variations on the theme. Coastal sections will find quite a bit of low cloudiness and fog early today and again during much of tonight and early tomorrow. In addition, valley fog will be rather widespread during the latter part of tonight. Finally, skies in much of northern New England will
be see if we can find this traffic update
during tomorrow.
Yeah,
I have a very strong radio and a big picture window on the third floor of the apartment building. At your signal the other night, I blinked off and on the lights, and wow, I went around to each window in the room, and the picture went. 12 lights went on in one of the houses around us, and 4 pair of car lights went off and on. Horns honked. Great gear. I'll try it again next week. Also dug the German version of She Loves You. I take German, don't like it, but offer up my trials to Paul, who speaks German and Spanish and, of course, English. I have trouble speaking plain English.
There's a lot of talking for a jock.
Oh, well.
That's in the era of the jocks that talked a lot.
Gaze.
I love his laugh.
He had an evil laugh.
Okay.
He has an evil laugh.
If you insist.
If you insist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very, very. At that point, he had just come to WBZ in 1963, I think. Maybe 62. He came, I think he was 23 or 24 when he started at BZ. And this is an era when... That was one of the great stations that everybody coveted having a role. Anybody that was a jock wanted to get to Boston to be on BZ or MEX. All right, so Harry Harrison. Richie, you didn't find any sound on Harry Harrison?
I'm sure I can. I can do this all day long.
Jerry G. Or Kenyo, that'll be fun.
Oh, by the way, Allison Steele died in 1995.
Did she?
Was in her late 50s.
Huh.
Sad.
That is sad, yeah. 800-510-8255. Your favorite radio personality growing up. If you grew up in the era, as Roberta and I did, of the real jocks, the real men and women, there are not many women.
A real radio.
Allison Steele.
Real radio.
Was one of the very
music
few.
Radio.
Yeah. Real radio guys who had the ability
stomach
to...
Stomach cancer, 58, Allison Steele.
Yeah.
Remember
your favorite oldie
Harry Harrison does sing the
Harry Harrison.
Hey, good morning, Mr. G.
I'm certain of this forecast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you make of that, big guy?
Will you pay us if it's wrong?
Let's get on with it, okay? You're really slowing down, aren't you?
Well, now I heard the forecast. I understand. And there's a friend of ours, Art Bolo,
a
is
big
here.
Echo that they
and
had.
He's a video.
Art Bolo,
he's
my
guy. He's filming. Anyway, how are you? He's filming this, and people are probably wondering where you are. Mr. G is not here in the studio. He's in his own weather center. He has his own weather center. He's probably in his pajamas right now.
Maybe he's less than that.
I don't know.
Less than that.
You know, less than that.
I mean, less
Wait
than
a minute.
That.
There's
That's
a family
right.
show. I'm sorry. Family show. All right.
What's that guy's name? Art Polo?
No, not.
So I tuned into a radio show, and they were playing a radio show.
A radio show.
How did you know that?
He's a friend of yours.
But they, I mean, listen to this conversation. It's about nothing.
How you doing, Art?
All right. Okay. Good morning. Harry Harrison, the Morning Mayor, CBS FM. But it's Thursday. Hang in there. Weekend 101 coming up. Our CBS FM Party Songs Weekend. It's 8:37, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock. We have a sunny 81-degree temperature. Going to be a warm one. CCR 101.1.
Listen, that's perfection. For radio guys, that's perfection.
Oh, Ricky yeah.
always talks about me hitting the posts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, there's nothing, that guy didn't say, he said absolutely nothing really there. But he filled you with what time it was, what the weather was going to be, what was going on the radio station. And what was good at the moment was you were going to have a good time listening to CCR. All of that stuff you got in 14 seconds as he introduced the song. That was what those guys were all about. They could do that. Ingram was probably the best, or one of the best. Robert W. Morgan, whose real name was Roger, by the way, was also pretty good at it. Thinking of some of the other people that were around. Imus was on at the time. He was terrible at it because he was always drunk. He was always under cocaine, whatever it was. How that guy survived as long as he did, given what you worked with him, Roberta, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He was never sober. And at this era, and maybe that's what made him good, I don't know, in some places, some people would have
never
said.
Never sober or straight.
No, Jeff in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, I have a guy that I used to listen to when I was a teen in the evening, and I actually have a question about him. Maybe you know his real name, but do you remember Dr. Demento?
I know.
Oh, yes.
I met him when he was last year. He was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame in Chicago, and I was there. He is another one of these guys that imaged himself as in a certain way, the top hat and all that stuff, had very little to say. But the way he said it and how he captured people's imagination, just with the name, the handle, Dr. Demento, it was a stroke of genius for him. It really was. Why did you like him?
You know, it's been such a long time. Again, for the same reason. He just came across as someone you just wanted to listen to.
Yeah, he was. He was just a guy who's now, I'm thinking, late 70s, probably. Still has the same sort of shtick. He's not on anymore, but I think he has a fairly interesting and solid following on the net.
Do you know what his real name was? Or?
You know, I do. Let me nose around. I'll find it for you in a minute. All right. Don't let me forget that. I think I know what his real name is, and it's like Bud something or other. But you create an image, right? I mean, when you think of the name Dr. Demento, what do you think of? You think of some guy who's off his rocker.
Yeah, he's a little crazy.
Yeah, right. Demented.
And that's how he sort of tried to present himself. Not really, but that's the way it came across on the air. 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning, and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dead puppies. Dead puppies aren't much fun. They don't come when you call. They don't chase squirrels at all. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
Now you may wonder why the world has gone to hell. It's because of guys like this that Roberta and I listened to as we grew up. This is Dr. Demento.
He's still rotting in the hall. Dead puppies aren't much fun. No, no, no.
On the radio for 40 years, this guy.
Mom says puppies' days are through. She's going to throw him in the stew. Dead puppies aren't much fun.
I haven't heard this in 20 years.
Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies aren't much fun.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
Thing I remember called Poisoning Pigeons with you.
Of course, like a demented pizza.
My dead dog, Rover. Shel Silverstein is on one of these. Don't Eat the Yellow Snow.
I remember that one.
Oh, that's
Marvin, I Love You.
Don't Eat the Yellow Snow was made famous by Frank
Gorshin.
No. Shoot.
Anyway, that was the I think his real name is Ken Pettit. I believe that that's his real name.
Try Barrett Eugene Hansen.
Or that. Either one.
Or that.
Really?
Yeah. According to Wikipedia.
Where did I get Ken Pettit?
I don't know. Barrett Eugene Hansen.
Anyway, it wasn't Dr. Demento. At any rate. So, this is just kind of a fun way of us celebrating my friend Dick Summer getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't think Dr. Demento is in there, but he is in the Radio Hall of Fame. As I said, I was at his induction every year in the fall, usually on my birthday, on or around my birthday, that first weekend in November. There's a dinner at the Radio Hall of Fame. There's a new building. I'm going to try to get there. That's Saturday night. I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm going to try to get over. The building is about to open, Richie. And it's really quite an edifice, apparently. So it's cool to celebrate that sort of stuff. Don't you think, Roberta?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Thinking back about that?
Yep.
All right,
yep.
Let's celebrate.
It's a big part of our summers.
Yeah, right, exactly. No pun intended. It's 26 past the hour. Time now for our a good day historical quiz. You ready? I usually try to ask the question. It's 2020. I ask it around 20 past the hour with the answer hopefully coming before 20 before the hour. The first train robbery ever in America took place on this date in 1873. Who was the train robber? 800-510-8255. I'll give you a hint. It was neither Dr. Demento nor Dick Summer. Those two people did not have a role in the first train robbery. The first great train robbery took place in America. It was an inspiration for decades after that. For about 20-some-odd years after this first train robbery, it was a real problem. It really was. It was a serious problem in America.
What year?
1873.
Okay.
All right. First train robbery took place in America. Who was the train robber? He had a gang. And that's pretty shocking, right?
Okay.
Duh. He didn't do it.
It's a name we'd all know.
I think, yes, that you would probably come up with it. He would be considered one of the great leaders of great gangs in the history of the old American West.
Yes.
I think I took that class.
800, yeah. You took it in college.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. Who do you think was the leader of the gang that robbed the first train in America? This date, 1873. 20 and after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a top general in the U.S. Marine Corps recently stated that the Defense Department's IT capabilities are as advanced as the Stone Age. According to congressional investigations, the completion rate of IT projects is an abysmal 16%. 53% of projects come in late and over budget by almost two times the original cost. In other news, the Taliban claims that reports of its leader Mullah Omar's death were fabrications. The group asserted that its telephones and websites had been compromised and fake information was disseminated. A Taliban spokesperson stated that Mullah Omar is still alive and directing the Taliban within Afghanistan. And finally, a new survey of over 1,000 people revealed that a large percentage of respondents digitally snoop on their significant others. 37% of married people admitted to checking their spouse's email or phone history. 59% of parents said they would secretly track their children using an electronic device. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Now at the Home Depot, it's the Summer Home Organization event with low prices on the things you need to bring order to your home. Like a durable four-tier plastic shelving unit for just $24.88. It fits in your garage or closet, so now all your things will have a place, and you'll know where that place is, thanks to a four-tier shelving unit for just $24.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for detail.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Today already is a good day. Welcome to another great American day, courtesy of all of you and hopefully all of us. Us includes Roberta Fasanelli, who's getting ready to do her Queen of Cheap act in a matter of moments, and some very interesting features today. Jennifer Horn along in a few minutes with an update on your favorite television programs. Meanwhile, Richie and I are here on the male side of things to make sure there's enough testosterone to go around.
Grunts and cooking meat on the grill and pounding our chests.
I am in touch with my feminine side, so there's an imbalance here. More feminine.
You're enough in touch with your feminine side for the both of us.
Okay, that's good. Well, listen,
yeah, it is.
3-1. Richie will say he's carrying his own weight, however. The 2020 quiz question has to do with the first train robbery in America. Now, Richie's going to try to throw a monkey wrench into this discussion. I have asked who you thought was the leader of the gang that robbed the first train in the history of America. There seems to be some discussion about whether, we'll get into that. Let's see what the answers are before we get to Roberta and the Queen of Cheap. Let's see if we can come to some agreement as to at least what I think and what history in terms of what I know about history is going to tell us. Now, you can argue semantics, Richie. Maybe that's what we'll end up doing. We'll argue
just
semantics.
Just go ahead and get your answer out there, and then let me blow it apart.
Let's see here. Grace.
Yes.
It's in Vero Beach. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, what do you think the leader of the gang's name was?
Jesse James.
Jesse James. Mm-hmm. Sandra's in Moultrie, Georgia. You agree with Grace, Sandra?
Definitely.
You do? All right.
Yes.
So Sandra and Grace say that it's Jesse James and his gang. So now, Grace and Sandra, get ready to throw a rock at Rich, because he wants you to dispute that.
Well, they just answered your question correctly.
Right, 1873. July 21st, yes.
It is widely thought that Jesse James and his gang, the James Younger Gang, took $3,000 from the Rock Island Railroad after derailing it southwest of Adair, Iowa.
Right.
But the first
actual... Butch Cassidy was in on that, too, right?
He wasn't, actually. I'm sorry. He was just another well-known train robber.
Ah, okay. Right.
Along with Bill Miner and several others.
Yeah.
But the first actual train robbery took place in November 5th, which is your birthday,
That was the year you were born.
Yeah, yeah.
Very funny. Near Verde, Nevada, Smiling Jack Davis and his band of robbers stole $40,000 from the Central Pacific Railroad. However, the first peacetime train robbery, I guess 1870, we were in some kind of conflict. What was that? Occurred
the good guys versus the bad guys.
Yeah, October 6, 1866,
when robbers boarded an Ohio and Mississippi train shortly after it left Seymour, Indiana, and they broke into the safe, tipped over the train before jumping off of it, and the Pinkerton Detective Agency later traced the crime to the Reno Gang.
The Reno Gang.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. So anyway, Grace, this does not take away, nor Sandra, from your answering the question correctly, because I was date specific, July 21st, 1873.
They won.
How did you both know that? Grace, how did you find out?
Oh, I remember seeing all the movies when I was a kid.
Really? All right, Sandra, how did you know that it was Jesse James?
My husband told me.
Really? Well, you better believe him. Very good. All right, hold on, ladies. Thank you very much. That was cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
You want to know all of the list of train robbers from the Old West?
Well, there are probably a number that we recognize. Sure, go through the recognizable names.
Okay, well, you have the Reno Gang, the Dalton Gang.
The Dalton Gang.
The Jesse Evans Gang.
Yeah.
The Bill Miner.
Yeah.
Blackjack Tom Ketchum.
Blackjack.
Jesse James and James Younger Gang.
Yeah.
With the Younger Brothers, Bob and John.
Uh-huh.
Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, and the Wild Bunch, a.k.a. the Doolin Dalton Gang.
Yeah.
Bill Doolin being the Doolin in that gang.
Uh-huh.
Dave Rudabaugh. He doesn't sound like an Old West kind of guy, does he?
No, not with that name.
Little Knox West, George Newton, Tulsa Blackjack,
yeah.
Sam Bass,
right.
Charlie Ballard, Peg Leg Eldridge.
Girl Peg Leg.
Big Nose George Parrott,
yeah.
Quail Hunter Jack Kennedy, and let's not forget Alvin Karpis.
No.
Whoever he
can't
is.
Can't forget him.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have been listening to America's Morning News and you heard the same thing three times in the last hour,
right.
You would have not had a discussion of this sort of thing if you were listening in on that. All right?
Absolutely.
How about that? This is the most important thing going on today, with the exception.
Less annoying.
Yes, less annoying.
Less annoying in the morning, Doug.
How about that? That's our new handle. Less annoying. Less annoying.
Less annoying in the morning.
Yes. All right, let's get to, speaking of less annoying, Roberta Fasanelli, the Queen of Cheap, has some deals.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
I love that song. Let's start with where I keep all of my photographs for about, my gosh, the last 10 years. I think I got hundreds on Snapfish.
Snapfish, yeah.
Yep, love Snapfish. And they've got a great deal going on, 50% off of everything.
Why do they call it?
Well, I guess you snap a picture and then you fish around for it.
Maybe. And by the way, I use Flickr to store all of my pictures.
I use Flickr too, yeah.
And they use Snapfish if you want to print any of your pictures from Flickr.
Sure. Well, I use Flickr because my Android automatically connects with it, so it's kind of easy to go over there. But they got 50% off of everything. That means 50% off of pictures, cards, gifts, all sorts of stuff. So photo books, stationery items, you know, photo gifts, you know, you put your mug on a mug sort of thing, or create calendars, which is kind of great. So it expires on July 25th, so don't waste time doing it. And we have the code for you on the DougStephan.com website. If you love baseball, Kraft still has that buy one, get one free to minor league baseball games on Tuesday nights. All you have to do is bring your Kraft Singles wrapper. No, you don't have to bring the cheese, just the wrapper. You could leave the cheese home, unless, of course, you want to eat a cheese sandwich while you're watching the game. But buy one, get one free to minor league baseball games Tuesdays. This is a great deal going back to school. Amazon wants your textbooks. Sell it to Amazon and then you can turn around and buy new ones. Boy, a lot of money off. 30% off new textbooks, up to 90% off used textbooks. So you can sell your stuff and buy what you need. This is a great loyalty card app. It's free. You know when you got all the different loyalty cards? You got the one for Stop and Shop. You got the one for Rite Aid Pharmacy. You got the one for CVS. You got the one for King Cullen. You got the one for Publix. All these little cards you got attached to your keychain and they make a real mess and you forget them most of the time when you really need them. Well, there's this app that you can put on your iPhone or iPad. And I would think on your iPod. Pod too, if you have some sort of an internet connection, and it takes all of these loyalty cards and sticks them into one place. So when you go to the store and you don't have them, the barcodes are right there on the app. So it's kind of a cool app.
I just used mine yesterday.
Did you have that one?
Yeah, it's, what's the one you...
CardStar.
Yeah. That's the one I use.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah, it's very cool. And I was at the CVS yesterday, and I open up my CardStar, and I put my iPhone in front of the guy's little scanner, and he beeps it, and I get my
That's
little...
That's it. Instead of carrying all that stuff with you.
I carry my CVS, my Dick's Sporting Goods, my Groupon, Harris Teeter, Modell's, Panera Bread, Toys R Us, Giant, blah, blah, blah. I got them all
instead
in there.
Instead of, you know, instead of begging the cashier, I forgot mine at home. Could you please wipe yours?
Here's the only issue with that.
Yeah.
When you use the self-checkout and the scanner is, like, in the bed of the thing, it doesn't work.
But self-checkout never works. How many have you ever used self-checkout and not have to call the assistant over?
When you use the self-checkout, you have to take the CardStar, your phone, over to the person at the end and have them scan it.
Yeah, I know. Self-checkout's a joke.
It's awesome. I took all of those. I had 20-some cards.
Awesome.
Got rid of them all.
I love it because then I can pretend I'm a checker at Kmart, which was one of my career ambitions as a kid. I swear. I'm going to be a ballerina and a checker at Kmart.
Very good.
Okay, we got...
Didn't work out.
We have a $5 off coupon for you at Outback Steakhouse. You know, usually chains, I don't like to go near them, but we were in Orlando and we were hungry and had one of those torrential downpours going on last week, and I pulled into the parking lot just to kind of... You couldn't drive. It was raining so hard you could not drive. And it happened to be an Outback Steakhouse. And Vic said, I'm hungry, Mom. So I said, okay, let's go in here. You know what? For $10, we had their 6-ounce signature steak with sides. And it was actually really, really good.
Wait a minute. You had a coupon?
Mm-hmm.
You had a coupon?
Well, I had it on my cell phone. Before I walk into any place, this is a queen of cheap.
So in a torrential downpour, you just happen to pull into a parking lot because you can't see. You have to pull over somewhere.
It happened to be an Outback Steakhouse.
You look up on your phone. You got the coupon.
Opportunity presents itself.
I never go into any store without looking for a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you can pull them up on your smartphones, it's really kind of cool. But this is $5 off of two entrees. So when you consider that their signature steak entree is $9.99, that's 50% off. So it's a great deal.
Yum.
And we also have a free one-year subscription to Women's Day Magazine. This is one of those sites where you have to enter, like, occupation. Well, you could just put other and then put in student or homemaker, and they still have to give it to you. So, you know, you don't have to. Or you can just pretend. Sometimes I put in, like, I'm the CEO of some multimillion-dollar tech corporation, you know, just to kind of wig them out. I mean, you know, you can pretend. And then you get a free subscription to Women's
Day. She's not just acting here. She really lived the life of Queen of Cheap.
And this is all on the DougStephan.com website under my Queen of Cheap section. So go look at him.
Go look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Good job. Jennifer, there appears to be a lot of focus on Katy Perry and the MTV VMA award nominations that she's gotten. So we'll talk about that. Some other things relative to your television in a matter of moments. First, though, let's think about how good you're feeling. How are you today? Doing well? If you are not, you have, we were talking about migraines earlier. We have, all of us have something. Many of you suffer from digestive issues. So if you listen to me for the next minute, I think you'll find it worth your time. If you're especially tired of being dependent on a lot of pills and tablets and things that may have dangerous side effects for digestive discomfort. Most major acid blockers on the market today are protein pump inhibitors, and the FDA has issued a warning that overuse of these commonly used products can lead to an increased risk of hip and spine fractures. You don't want that. What you want is to feel better and know that you will feel better on something that is inexpensive and proven because of its all-natural makeup to aid your body in recovery and health. This is a product called AloCure that comes from aloe vera, which is now looked upon by traditional medicine and the so-called new celebrants. What do they call it? The new age medicine? It isn't the new age. It's a lot of the old stuff, as a matter of fact. Aloe vera is a key, perhaps the most important key, to your good health. And AloCure is not a drug. It is something that helps people who suffer from heartburn. It helps you if you have problems with your stomach. A lot of problems in your stomach lead to heartburn. You know that, right? So if you're looking for freedom from all those pills and you want to eat what you want to eat and you want to rest through the night and not be a prisoner to your own bathroom, call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE. 855-879-2873. This, I could tell this story. We could talk about this all day long because it's a fascinating way that this wonderful miracle of nature is being made available for you to keep your body in tip-top shape without taking a lot of pills and things that are bad for you. So if you have especially digestion issues, heartburn, that sort of thing, healing properties that have been used for centuries, now in AlloCure, 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, 855-879-2873 to become the picture of health.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now, 12 before the hour, as Jennifer Horn presents to you a lot of news from New York and Los Angeles, the capitals of the television world. I was sort of interested in what do they call it, synchronicity. Uri says synchronicity. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry was the host of MTV's Wednesday Night Special announcing the nominations for the MTV Video Music Awards. And she got 9.
Yeah, are you talking about her Emmy or her VMA nods? Nine of them. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I don't know if it's crazy or not, but it's good.
Baby, she's a firework.
Yeah. Is that what the name?
That's her song.
Is it?
Firework.
Firework. Mm-hmm. Why not firework?
I don't know. It probably didn't rhyme, maybe.
Or maybe not. All right, mm-hmm. So what other exciting things do you have, Tidbit?
Well, speaking of MTV, there's some big names making news about the potential cast of Dancing with the Stars for next season. Now is about the time when we always start hearing the rumors, who's going to dance, who won't dance. There's pretty good authority. Somebody with pretty good authority said Snooki is being considered for Dancing with the Stars from Jersey Shore. Also in the mix this year, Rob Kardashian, that's Kim's brother. She didn't do so well, so hopefully he will do better if he gets the go-ahead on this show. Also, Mike Tyson is being considered. Christina Milian, who's a pop singer, she's being considered also.
Why would Mike Tyson? The only thing, twisted people would be interested in watching Mike Tyson.
Probably,
dance.
But he would be very, he's very noteworthy. You'd want to watch him. Plus, athletes tend to do really well on the show.
They do.
Yeah.
Who's another athlete that's done well there?
The one that just won, Hines Ward from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Really?
He's the reigning champ, Dougie.
Shows you how much attention I paid her. All right, keep going.
Yeah. All right, NBC has canceled the series Love Bites. I guess it has bit the dust. But good news if you're a TV Land fan, Fran Drescher's sitcom Happily Divorced is back for a second season. That got the renewal nod. Also, yesterday, a little weird stuff happened with Zach Braff. He's a star of Scrubs. If you remember, he was on the show for some time. He has never come out as being gay. He was actually in a relationship with Drew Barrymore. But yesterday on his website, there was a big note saying that he is excited and proud to announce that he's an open member of the homosexual community. Turns out, his website was hacked. So He came back today on Facebook and said his old website was hacked. Someone used a coming out statement on his behalf. He says, quote, I'm still straight and in love with my girlfriend, but not too straight. I still love musicals, brunch, and Doogie Howser.
Great story on South Park's 15th anniversary. Comedy Central is bringing the characters' favorite snack food to life. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Now, the Doug Stephan Good Day program with the Money Pit theme running in the background. Another way of us helping you out, and we're interested in making your life better. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit radio program, here in a moment with a report from the Auto Boot Camp. This is for those of you who are do-it-yourselfers. Some interesting new products, so we'll outline some of them in just a moment for you right here on Good Day.
Are you suffering from back arthritis or muscle pain? Here's something that can help. Salonpas Pain Relief Patch, a clinically proven pain-fighting patch. Salonpas has two powerful medicines that go to work right at the site of your pain for up to 12 hours of relief. As a special offer to Good Day listeners, you can get your free sample of Salonpas by going to drkenshow.com and clicking on the Salonpas button. Or if you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local Walgreens store and pick up a 5-count box. Stop the pain right at the site with Salonpas. Order a free sample today. Go to drkenshow.com. Salonpas. Please use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so at the behest of many who are interested in helping themselves to save money, we are happy to fix things around the house. Siding, roofing, plumbing, that sort of thing. But can you do the same thing for your car? How many of you wash your cars? How many of you do small repairs to your car? How many of you wax your... How many know your car? Do you know your car as well as you know your house? Tom is at the boot camp. What is this boot camp all about? I'm interested in whether they have boot camps for home repair or just boot camps for auto repair.
Well, I think we have them for everything, but I'm actually at the 3M World Headquarters in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I'm attending an auto boot camp. And it's interesting, Doug, you know, these folks make the point here that there's millions of us that love to fix our homes, but when it comes to fixing our houses, we're a little more reluctant to, I mean, when it comes
to fixing our cars, yeah,
we're a little more reluctant to take on some of those same very similar projects.
Well, because we're intimidated when you open up the hood of a car now. I have a 1950 pickup truck. You've seen that in my garage. You open up the hood and you can actually see the ground. You open up the hood to my new Ford, any of the Ford pickup trucks that I have, a half a dozen of them around, you can't see the ground. And that's because of all of the stuff in there. You look at it, one of my pickup trucks has a fuel leak. It took my mechanic on the farm 4 hours yesterday to figure out where the leak was coming from. And
there's
the
always going to be needs for mechanics to do more complicated repairs like that. But, I mean, there are things that you can do yourself. For example, if you can handle a power drill and you can handle, say, something like a sander, these are basic home improvement tools. 3M has a kit, for example, that will allow you to restore the visibility to your headlights. I'm sure out in the farm and all across America, headlights get hazed. They get foggy, they get scratchy, and when that happens, you lose some of the lighting ability. And they've got a kit for under $30 with a couple of steps, everything's in the box, where you can make those crystal clear again. And it's those sorts of improvements that we can do ourselves that take care of our vehicles, make them last longer, make them safer, that I think more and more Americans could do if they knew how simple it was to do these things.
As a matter of fact, Tom, I have a box of these in my office. So the first person to call us at 1-800-510-8255, I will give one to.
800-510-TUG. What are you giving away?
The headlight
restoration kit.
Restoration kit.
Oh, cool.
It's very cool.
All right.
Yeah.
The 3M lens renewal.
They've got systems for scratch removal. They've got systems for paint restoration. You know, your paint gets faded over the years because of the sunlight. They've got systems where you can, everything is in the box from the polishers to the actual wax protectants, the scratch removers, the shine restorers. Everything's in the box where, you know, you can do these things yourself. I saw something that's not on the market yesterday, but it's going to be coming out very shortly, and it's a door edge protector. You know, when you open your door, as careful as you are, you tap a wall or something and you get these little paint chips.
Made of rubber?
It's not rubber. You know, 3M is famous for their films. They make these really amazing films. It's kind of like a clear film that attaches to the edge of the door. When it's on, you can't see it, but it provides protection to the edge of the door so it doesn't get all beat up and scratched and dented and chipped.
Huh. All right. Well, there are a lot of other things you can apply. I'm sure there'll be an update on this on the Money Pit website, which you can get to if you go to DougStephan.com, the co-host, I guess it would be the contributors box. Tom Kreisler's picture is there. Click on that, and you'll find out more about this and many other things that will help you around the house. We're all about being helpful Harry's here on Good Day.